This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Hi.
Are you high?
Hi.
Are you high?
Hi.
I asked that for a reason.
Yes.
It's another great day for Buzz.
This is from you, right?
I don't know. What is it? No, I don't recognize it.
Oh, that's from you.
That's from me.
You know, the other pothead.
Yeah. The other chronic addict.
That's right.
Still on cocaine.
This looks like your work, Buzz, because what it is I just gave it half a glance.
Uh-huh.
It is the prime time schedule for, let me see, ABC, CBS, Fox, mm-hmm. NBC, and the CW, with
sure.
all of the logos
uh-huh.
and the times for all the it's the thing that you do every year.
I have one of those at my house, sure. Mine's color-coded, of course.
Well, that has color, too. Thank you, Buzz. But that also has the ad for the rate for a 30-second ad for every show.
Oh.
And wow. So it's small. It was the only way I could print it out.
Didn't have that.
Print it out.
Oh, wow. So it tells you how much commercials cost in every show?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it is good.
Yep.
I pay top dollar for the CW.
What's expensive?
You can't help yourself.
I'm sorry. I am very sorry.
Floyd?
Let me get it. Whoa.
Come on, get bright.
I'm Joe. Oh, Joe, that's your fault, Joe. You put it in my brain, you know. Floyd, Beauty and the Geek.
Yeah.
Is
how much?
597,000, or excuse me, $97,000.
Oh, my lands. Oh, there's no way that I could pay for that at the barbershop.
Need a bump in business, do you?
Oh, yeah. We don't. Maybe our clandestine snuff film business. Will
deal or no deal?
Pay, how much you pay for that?
$150,000 a commercial.
Howie Mandel.
I see. Well, thank you, Robbie.
Germaphobe, yeah, you know.
You can understand my I got it screwed up because this looks like
my
the list that and,
sure.
and speaking of, even though I mock it, uh-huh. Buzz, where is my copy
I'm
of your
sorry.
TV schedule for the 07-08 season?
I've dropped the ball. I haven't brought those to you yet. I'll bring them in for everyone tomorrow.
Wonderful.
They're darned handy.
Because, you know, Buzz actually does this every year. He looks forward to the beginning of the TV season.
Yeah, and he lays out a grid.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and
a lovely grid.
And it's not necessarily a grid of what's on every night.
Right.
It's a grid of what Buzz has selected to watch.
You know what kind of grid I don't like?
What?
Gridlock.
Here. And Dr. Gridlock.
Don't care for gridlock.
Now, Buzz, will you give us updates, like, say, when Journeyman is canceled?
Sure. You'll be the first to know.
Thank
I'm
you.
All over that.
Note to the people on Montrose Road here in Rockville. I don't like gridlock.
I think they're almost done with Montrose Road. I think they finish
sure.
tomorrow.
Right.
I heard the guy told me they finished tomorrow.
Yeah, I hear they're finishing right after they finish the construction at Dulles Airport.
All right, cats. Well, never mind about the thing with the TV thing.
Sure.
But bring it in anyway, Buzz. Even
I will.
Though I mock, I'd love to see what you're watching on any given night.
That's good.
Because when you get Buzz's TV schedule, mm-hmm. what he does is he shows you how he time shifts shows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like if you want to talk.
Is that like shape shifting?
A little, yes.
Like if you want to talk to Buzz, for instance, about, I'm just going to throw this out, Ugly Betty.
Uh-huh.
Well, you have to look at Buzz's schedule.
Right.
Perhaps Buzz doesn't watch Ugly Betty on Thursday night.
Right.
Maybe in Buzz's schedule, he time shifts it
mm-hmm.
to Sunday evening.
Oh, he uses a digital video recorder.
Exactly.
Yes, and then he makes his own TV schedule.
Oh, very good.
Prioritizing the shows for live versus recorded.
And this is what I was looking forward to, because mm-hmm. you have, in essence, what Buzz recommends to watch
yes.
every night, Monday through Sunday, on all the networks.
TV my way.
Makes me think about TV. Makes me think how lame my TV is.
Oh.
I got some advice for you on that, but let's start the show first.
All right.
Okay?
Because I want to go public with it.
I think you should.
I need to.
Someone
I need
help
to.
You.
I'm not getting satisfaction.
Someone will help you. But first, How about a novelty tune to start today's show?
Love those.
I'd love to hear it.
I don't know which one to go with. Here is Sebastian Cabot, who was Mr. French
yes.
on Family Affair.
He loved to bathe Buffy and Jody.
Singing, It Ain't Me, Babe.
When you want, babe, I'll let you down. You say you're looking for someone who promised never to part. Someone to close his eyes for you. Someone to close his heart.
Mr. French.
Someone die for you and more.
They all sound the same when they do these.
It ain't me, babe. No. It ain't me, babe.
Oh, he's great.
All right, well, we won't play that one.
Sebastian Cabot.
Here's another one.
Fat name for a fat man.
Burt Ward, who was TV's Robin. Yeah.
What is he going to sing for us?
He is singing Orange Colored Sky Sample.
Huh. Fly,
it's horrible.
God damn, that is.
That is truly horrible. That's worse than Sebastian Cabot.
All right, stop that one. How about Bill Cosby singing I Can't Get No Satisfaction?
Yeah, now I'm listening.
Yeah.
Hey, what you say? Give me them good things.
Uh-huh.
That's the kind of satisfaction I'm looking for. I'm my own one-man anti-poverty program.
So that's a good one. That's maybe a keeper to start with today.
Uh-huh.
Here's another Cosby one that maybe we'll start with. Sergeant Pepper.
It was 20 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style.
Oh, yeah.
But they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you
Sergeant Pepper.
The act you've known for all these years. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, that's good.
That rocks.
That's pretty.
Hold on, but there's two finalists. All of those are good. This one will be a finalist. The Brady Bunch. Singing American Pie.
Okay.
For those who serve, Mike. Pick it up, kids.
Hey, it swings.
Are they all going to sing simultaneously?
Of course. Oh, God.
Hey, why is Jan standing in front of Marcia in that strange way?
I think you know.
Jan. Mike, you're going to make an executive decision here. We're not going to play Sebastian Cabot today.
No, that's a good call.
Or Burt Ward.
Right.
Or either of the Cosby songs.
Really?
Or the Brady Bunch. Total wild card. Blast from the past to start today's show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to test your mental I'm going to test your mental coordination with a little sit down. With a little number called Swinging the Alphabet.
Oh, I love it.
Yep. Ready to sing along?
I'll give you the idea in a nutshell. B-A-B-E-B. B-I-B-B-O-B-O. I'll give you the correct demonstration.
B-A-B-E-B-B-I-B-B-I-B-O-B-B-I-B-O-B-U-B-O-B-B-I-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-O-B-
C-O-S-O, sicky sci-so, C-U-S-O, sicky sci-so, Sue.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Remember the hotties that were singing this?
Dido, D-U-Do, dicky dido, do. F-E-F-E, F-I-Ficky-Fi, F-O-Fo, Ficky-Fi-Fo, F-U-Foo, Ficky-Fi-Fo-Foo.
That's the toughest one.
G-E-G, G-I-Jicky-Jai, G-O-Jo, Jicky-Jai-Jo, G-U-Ju, Jicky-Jai-Jo-Ju. F-J-H-E-E.
Now they get rocking here.
H-I-Hicky-Hi, H-O-Ho, Ficky-Hi-Ho, H-U-Hoo.
Sing it, girls.
Swinging the alphabet.
Start the show.
J-A-J, G-E-G.
J-I-J-K-J-O-J-O-J-K-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O-J-O
L-E-L-E. Still curly. L-I-L-O-L-O-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-L-U-
Mickey Mimo, Mimu, Moo, Mickey Mimo, Moo. Do-do-do.
Oh, that's my favorite Stooges thing ever. This is driving home music.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, youngsters. The Don and Mike Show.
Can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Express yourself. Express yourself. What'd you think about that opening?
That has to be the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
No. Here's something you might find creepy. It's my girl, Bill Hill. Whatever you do. Hillary Clinton laughing.
Oh, this is the laugh they're talking about. Oh. That's scary.
Is it more annoying than Greg House?
Boy, they're the same. They're both fake. It's not.
Are you high?
Apparently.
What the bleep happened here?
I just took a giant step backwards from the voting booth.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Agreed.
Filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch!
Oh, hey, Gene Wilder's still in there.
Filthy, rotten, yellow son of a bitch! Why, you mother-grabbing bastard!
There you go. What about mommy? So,
mommy boobies.
There you go. Hi there.
Mommy boobies. Mommy boobies.
They're identical.
It's amazing.
Hey, let's just start the show with this blanket statement.
Right. Leave Britney alone! Express yourself. Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
All right, right. We will.
You got it? And one more thing.
The more you listen, the more you'll glisten.
Here's Big Ed.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome back to the show. Here we go. Don and Mike Show, and it's second day of the week, Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday already?
Yes, sir. Phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Had a nice mix going here.
Yourself.
You know, they say laughing adds years to your life.
Well, I think Hillary's going to live to be 90. Make that 100.
That's a hearty laugh.
Wow, it sure is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'd love to lick those cankles.
You don't laugh, you cry. Ain't that right, Hill?
She gets, oh. Right, Hillary? I'm sorry, that was Greg House that
from
time.
Her new book, It Takes a Giggle.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show, what's up?
Yeah, I'm on my way to work, and I got to pee really, really bad.
And did we hurt that because of what you're listening to with House and Hillary laughing at each other?
Probably not.
I guess no thoughts after that.
Why don't you just go? Just let it go.
Nah, I can't, man. I'm wearing my good pants today.
There's one pair.
Have they been properly laundered?
Nah, I just drank one too many Budweiser before I go to work.
You drank one too many Buds before you went to go into work.
What airline do you work for?
I work for the Under Armour warehouse out in Pasadena.
Under Armour warehouse.
This might be
a connection for you, Don.
This might be the second guy that we've had called us from the Under Armour warehouse around Baltimore. That's kind of effed up. Uh-huh. Didn't we have a guy one time that we had on the phone like for a half an hour who was working at Under Armour?
Yeah, and is
purses, a purse store.
Now, is that where it is? It's in Pasadena, Maryland?
Yeah, right on the borderline of Anne Arundel County.
Yeah, and you don't have to be really with it to work there?
Not really. It's actually kind of boring. I just stay away from everybody, and, like, nobody even notices.
What do you do? Do you stretch out the shirts? Uh-huh. Hello?
Hold on. I got a cop pulling behind me.
Huh. What a coincidence.
Had to get pulled over.
Now I'm beginning to get suspicious. Uh-huh.
Hello.
What's up with that?
I'm getting very suspicious.
Yeah, but let's let the theater roll for a second.
But I work in a warehouse. I pull orders and I send them all over the world.
What happened with the cop, pal?
He's back there. He's turning in another lane.
Ah. He's not after you this time.
he's actually, like, on a left lane right now. He's actually two cars ahead of me right now.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Do you
might want to get in front of him?
Do you think you're legally drunk?
No.
Do you know what the legal limit is?
Actually, it's like 0.2, right?
Yes, that's right. 0.2. How many beers have you had?
About 50.
No. Come on, how many did you have before you went to work today?
I had like 3 beers and like a half pint of rum.
Before work?
I had like 3 beers and a half a pint of rum.
That's a yes.
Yes, Mike, it's stressful working at Under Armour.
I do believe he's wasted.
Yeah. And driving.
You really shouldn't be driving, sir.
Why not?
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 190.
Oh, dear.
And when did you start this drinking?
Maybe about 12:30.
Uh-huh.
Not too long ago.
You probably should pull over, sir.
And I had some Chinese food before I went to work.
That's not going to help you any.
Yeah, the MSG will work with the alcohol to make you sleepy.
You're just full and drunk. a vehicle is a dangerous machine, son.
How do you get along with your boss?
Pretty well.
Why do you feel the need to drink before work?
He gets wasted, too, before he comes to work. So I'm not
it's
that
a, it's
about
a wonderful picture you're painting for this company today.
And yet the product hasn't seemed to suffer.
What exactly do you do at the warehouse?
I pull orders for all over the world. So
you have a clerical job? You don't actually stack boxes or anything like that?
Well, I do that too, but I just pull orders, put them on a pallet, like put labels on them, and just like send them on UPS, FedEx, and
aren't you worried that if you're effed up, maybe you're gonna send a package to the wrong place?
That has never happened. I've been there for over like 6 years.
Can you send us some free Under Armour garments?
I can't send them to you for free. Maybe if I get them for free, but
he's not that drunk.
But
how many pallets do you stack up? What's
about 50 a day? About 50 a day.
But I know. But how tall are the piles of pallets?
They're about maybe 4 cases high of like 36 on a pallet.
Do they ever fall on drunk people?
No.
Nah, never.
No good.
Never. All right. Well, listen, I don't know if you're driving legally drunk. I would say probably you should pull off on the side of the road.
Get a nap.
that seemed to be taken seriously.
There.
You're almost there. You're almost at work.
He's almost there.
And so you'll be working the graveyard shift tonight.
About till midnight. The graveyard shift comes in about 10:45.
So it's a 24-hour business?
Yeah, 24/7.
What's the best thing about working at Under Armour besides the fact that you can show up to work drunk?
It's definitely the benefits.
What kind of benefits do you get?
You get fat ass Christmas bonuses and a Christmas party and the stocks. They gave me 100 shares of stocks for the past couple of years.
Stocks
and rehab is covered.
I'm gonna cash them in. They're gonna be about worth maybe $4,000.
What do you do at the Christmas parties? As if I didn't know.
What do you think you do? You get drunk.
Uh-huh. Very good. Are there any hot chicks that work at Under Armour?
Yeah, every time I turn around, I got a heart of
it. You know, I would feel that we were not doing our duty as license holders.
That's D-O-O-D-Y, incidentally.
Mm. That I think we should, license holders of the FCC.
Right.
We should ask you as a license holder of the state of Virginia, Maryland, whatever, pull the car over, son.
Pull the car over, even though you're close to work.
For God's sakes, before someone's killed.
Why? You going to come? home. Give me a ride home.
No, because you know what? Hold on.
Walk the rest of the way to work.
Hold on. I feel a Jack Diamond bit coming on. Hold on a second.
Well,
give me a second to get. I won't even do the Jack Diamond voice.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Through. Hey, guys. Guys, yeah. Here's what we can do right now.
What?
On the morning zoo to help, you know, because we're all against drunk driving.
We can help little Ricky here?
Let's find out where this guy is. Let's get him to pull off and get a loyal listener to get him and take him to a Hojo's or do a Denny's and get some hot coffee down his
and
throat.
Then perhaps get him to a rehab center.
Yeah.
Then I was going to suggest take him down to the warehouse district, pull off his pants.
That's not even necessary. I'm driving to the Sitka, Fort Smallwood Road.
Oh, so you're telling us exactly where you are.
Pull into the Sitco, then.
All right, I'm at the Sitco.
Good.
Get a cup of coffee.
Are you getting
Can
some?
I get a large cup of coffee and give someone.
Hold on, don't say the S word. I really do think this guy is effed up. If there is a listener out there, that would be a nice non-phony radio thing to do to get someone out there to give this guy a lift.
Yeah, leave your car at the Sitco. Where is the Sitco located, sir? What's the road?
The Fort Smallwood, and that's the end of a. I don't know the name of this road. It's like 69. Right when you get off of 695, and you make a left turn on the
Fort Smallwood.
Nah, it's a road like that connects Fort Smallwood. It's the road right there.
So the exit off of 695 would be Fort Smallwood.
Are you going to meet me there?
We're going to have a listener meet you out there.
I wonder if any state employees listen to the show.
All right.
It might be a lady. Are you single?
Yeah.
We could get a love connection. Who wouldn't want this guy? What
who wouldn't want a drunky drunk guy? Sure.
What chick listening wouldn't want this guy? He's the type of guy you want to take home to mother.
Absolutely.
He's a very freaky guy.
It better be.
A beautiful lady cop.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
I'm going to guess
Bobby,
K-Fed. Please be K-Fed.
Bobby from King of the Hill.
From King of the Hill.
Oh, how tall are you?
About 5'9".
5'9", 190. He's a stocky boy.
Yeah, stocky guy.
Do you dress like Bobby Hill?
Yeah, actually, I do. T-shirt and shorts.
That's what you wear to work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you looking for in a woman?
Definitely a nice fat butt and gorgeous chest and I don't know, pretty flabby front. That's really all I look for.
Oh, you're looking for a fat girl?
No, not a fat girl.
No, he wants a big butt.
I had an extremely enormous, like stomach, flabby front. You know, where it just hangs over the drawers just a little bit.
Just a little extra
muffin
top happening.
We're looking for somebody to go to the Sitco at Fort Smallwood Road, take this guy's keys, and give him a ride to work.
Actually, we're looking for a good citizen really to help us out of a jam here with this guy, because he's given out his location, and it would be nice.
Preferably a girl.
Yeah, it would be nice if somebody showed up. Now,
a girl with a belly.
What kind of car are you in right now in the Sitco?
I'm in a Jeep Explorer.
A Jeep Explorer.
Nice.
Good.
Nice. What color?
A Jeep Explorer?
Yeah, it'd be about.
Well, is that some sort of new make of car that I'm not familiar with?
I'm an Audi exterior.
You're in an Audi exterior. Are you afraid to tell us what kind of car you're driving?
Yes, I am.
Well, now you've gone too far anyway, so you might as well don't turn back now. What kind of car are you driving?
Are you really in the Sitco parking lot?
No, I'm driving a Pontiac Grand Prix.
A Pontiac Grand Prix. And Don asked, are you in the Sitco parking lot?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
Okay.
So in the off chance there's an overweight woman in suburban Baltimore.
Who's a caregiver, Rob.
That's right. A caring woman.
No, not overweight. Preferably flabby, not extremely overweight.
You want a girl with a little belly on her.
I tell you what, because this is Baltimore, we're going to offer up two Orioles playoff tickets to the first listener to stop by and give this guy a ride to work. Imagine that. The thrill of playoff baseball at Camden Yards.
It's either the playoff tickets or a nude sculpture of Brian Billick.
Ice sculpture.
That's right. It's an ice sculpture.
If you wish, yes.
All right. Now what's your name? What's your first name?
Show up with her. I'm coming over there, and I'm going to kiss both you guys.
What is your first name again?
Felipe.
Now, come on. You're lying about that? Come on. You can tell us your first name.
Just tell us your first name, dude.
Your first name.
All right, it's Brian.
All right, Brian.
Beefy Brian is looking for a flabby female.
Anyway, we just need someone who would go over there, maybe take his keys and give him a ride to work. And, you know, then, and like I said, really, you know, if he's a pain in the ass, roll him.
Right.
You know,
right.
Go down by the hobo district, go down by the train tracks.
I love the hobo
and just roll him.
What's the Herman district? You drive me off on Gay Street, aren't you?
Hold on a second. We got someone who may be near where you are. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Cool. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well.
He's on Hawkins Point Road and Fort Smallwood Road.
Hawkins Point Road and Fort Smallwood Road. Now, he says he's driving a Pontiac Grand Prix.
Can you find him there?
I'm not near there, and I don't have any plans on going anywhere near a guy. If it was a girl there drunk, it'd be a different story.
So we're looking for a flabby woman to go to. What's the name of the street, the cross street?
Hawkins Point Road.
Hawkins Point Road and Fort Smallwood.
Wouldn't a payment of a life saved be enough, friend?
You could save this guy's life.
Or perhaps,
sister?
How about the school bus that I'm sure he's going to run into as soon as he leaves the gas station?
Yeah, you know where I'm coming at, because I got to drive down that road when I go home, too, so it might be saving my own bus to get him.
Yeah, there you go. Come on.
That's a good point. If you get there first before the flabby girl gets them at Hawkins Point and Fort Smallwood Road, the Citgo gas station, looking for the Pontiac Grand Prix.
We would give someone a prize, I guess, $100, right? That's a good prize.
It's a very nice prize. Enough
and
to take the guy out, buy him a bottomless cup of coffee.
Do I have to take him to work, or where do I have to take him?
If you got there first, we'd want you to take him to work. He says it's close by. Do you know where the Under Armour factory is?
Oh, yeah, he's walking distance. He's less than a half a mile from where he is.
Oh, good, okay.
Well, then you can just take his car keys, take him to work, drop him off at work. Come on, how about it?
Keep the car, if you like.
Let me call you back when I get there. I'm on the Bay Bridge right now, heading in that direction.
You're on the Bay Bridge, Pasadena.
I got a little distance.
He's 15 minutes, maybe, not with traffic, though.
The Bay Bridge, forget it.
Well, he's going the opposite way, though.
Yeah.
So he should be okay on the Bay Bridge coming, from going eastbound.
This guy's a goner.
Going westbound, rather.
Right.
Hey, are you still there, guy, at the Citgo?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, good. Don't go anywhere. We'll have someone come by and pick you up.
Brian?
Yeah.
Help is on the way. Walk it off.
Stay there. Get some coffee right now.
All right, don't go anywhere. Seriously.
All right. Are you going to stay on a phone?
I want to tell you something. This could be beautiful publicity for us. Now I think about it. Why don't you call all the media outlets? Don and Mike save a life.
Right.
Don and Mike take a drunk driver off the road again.
I really like you guys.
This is a combination of love connection and animal rescue.
We like you too, Brian.
Yeah. And if you really did like me, I'd probably tell you the truth right now.
If what now? Have you been lying to us, Brian?
I'm not even on the Key Bridge yet.
The Key Bridge?
Well, wait a minute, Brian. What are you talking about?
I'm not even on the Key Bridge.
Brian, you said you were at a Citgo in at Hawkins Point Road in Fort Smallwood.
Yeah, I know. I'm still in Essex.
You're still in Essex.
So are you lying the whole time?
Are you driving?
Yeah, I did. No matter what.
Are you driving, dude?
No, not really.
Not really.
Wait, are you at your house?
No, I'm just leaving my house.
Brian, come on. Be square with us. We're trying to help you.
Let's start fresh.
Dude, seriously, are you driving drunk or not?
Sort of.
All right, then where are you at? What city are you? Are you really in Essex, Maryland?
No, I just passed the last exit before the toll booth.
Brian, you know that we sent a guy over to the location at the Citgo station.
Well, that's his fault.
Well, no, it's your fault, Brian. You take responsibility.
Trying to help you, Brian.
Hold on a second. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hey, that guy wasn't at those Citgo. He's a liar.
It's true.
We just found out he admitted to being a liar.
All right. He should never call this show again. He's a disgrace to the Don and Mike Show. You guys are the best.
Thank you, my friend.
You know, it's very frustrating when we ever try to get involved with Sacramento East. It really, really is.
Oh, no.
It is, Rob.
All right, well, listen, we're just going to have to leave you out there. I guess there goes our headline. Mm-hmm. There goes our chance to save a life.
All we were doing was trying to do some good.
Thanks,
just
Brian.
Don't hurt anybody else, I guess. That's all I can say.
So you can put me in the book of shame now. That's what I really want.
No.
It's too good for you, Brian.
I would say drive really fast to work.
As long as you don't hurt anyone else, I would say drive your car at this point directly into a brick wall.
I'm doing about half of you right now. What are you guys going to do?
I would actually drive into a pole. And hurting, as Don said, hurting no one but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What about this old lady in the Grand Prix there next to me?
Oh, it happened to be a Grand Prix again. You're lying about that, too.
Yeah, she's...
No, you're lying now. See, now we know you're lying.
Hey, but here's the thing. Right, that's your real cell number, right?
Go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Oh, you'd love this.
Are you giving us permission? Are you giving us permission to give your cell phone out on the air?
Go ahead, and if you do, I'll erase it.
You'll erase what?
My phone number.
Brian, did you say you're giving us permission to put your phone number on the air?
No.
Okay.
How would you erase your phone number?
Because I didn't give you permission.
Well, you said go ahead.
No, I never gave you
permission. Yeah, you did. You said go ahead.
410294, meow, 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 meow.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, you're right. You can't do that.
What's the matter? You got a problem now, Brian?
Yeah, I do have a problem.
Yeah, you got a problem, smart guy?
Yeah, you can't do it.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you know what, douchebag? We can certainly put your phone number up on our website.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that, Brian.
Well, guess what? My name's really not Brian.
I know, Phil.
Didn't think so.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter, does it, Phil? Phil, you've called us 21 times. You've gotten through 5 times.
What do you think about that, Phil? Yeah, you're quiet now, huh?
Oh, I'm crying now. Yeah, I'm really scared.
No, you said quiet. You're quiet. I didn't say crying. I said you were quiet.
So, Phil.
We're making you think now, Phil.
So, Phil, this is really funny to you, right? Ha ha. You pulled one over on us.
I thought it was funny.
Uh-huh. No. Well, I didn't.
I thought it was funny. This is good radio.
You know what would be great radio would be is everyone listening called you. Everyone who had ever lost anyone to someone in a drunk driving accident was to call you. How would they get your phone number? Well, I guess they would have to go to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Well, how do you know I'm even really drunk, huh?
Well, we don't know whether you're drunk because you've been lying about everything else. But we,
exactly.
We don't need to know whether you're drunk enough to know that you're a hump. You're a pure hump.
Listen, my friend,
radio.
The internet.
It's good radio. Whether you say it or not, it's good radio.
The internet is the wild, wild west.
And people have been listening to it. It's good radio.
And those people want to call you and they want to beat your ass.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
They don't
Are you telling me you say you want people to beat your ass?
Have fun finding me.
You know, I mean, you're saying if they find you that you want them to beat your ass?
Good luck with that.
No, you're not answering my question, Phil.
Nobody knows who I am.
It doesn't matter, but I'm asking you a question now. You're
Phil,
saying
doesn't
if people
matter. Nobody knows
Phil,
who I am.
Phil, all we have to do is reverse call, Phil.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Phil.
All I have to do is flip the phone and you guys are gone.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question.
All you have to do is what?
Flip the phone. He means flip it down. He means close it.
Close it.
Do you really work at Under Armour?
What do you think?
I don't know. I think there's a good chance you do.
I bet you do in Pasadena, Maryland.
Whatever.
Oh, I think we got something here.
I think we just better put this phone number up on our website right now. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Go ahead. Put me on the book of shame.
No. Not in the book of shame.
No.
Because there are no rules on the internet like there are broadcasting on the radio that, you know, we can't give out your number without your permission. We can certainly put your phone number on our website, and we don't have to ask your permission.
Oh, and he said he would just erase the number anyway if we put it on the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have the balls to give us permission.
So we'll just put it on our website and people will just find it on the internet.
In fact, he doesn't have any balls at all.
And boy, I sure hope they don't start calling Under Armour trying to get you in trouble out there in Pasadena, Maryland. Because you were saying you go to work drunk all the time and your boss goes to work drunk all the time.
Of course he does.
Phil?
Phil.
Oh, it's funny, isn't it?
Hey, Phil.
Yeah, this is good.
Your phone dropped out there for a second. This is actually quite entertaining for us.
Ain't it? I'm glad.
Ain't it?
Out.
Ain't it? Ain't it? Yes, yeah. Siri, ain't it? Phil Clampett. You know, we're actually going to find out if there's a. We're going to find out as much as we can about you and Phil. You would be amazed to know just how much we can find out from this phone number that you're calling on right now.
Shocked, really.
You'd actually be blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm glad I can help you guys out.
No, you're not helping us out, Phil. No, that's why really. We're going to find out as much about Phil as we can.
See, lying doesn't really help us.
We don't like liars, Phil.
You want to answer that other line? That's me on your call waiting, Phil.
Yeah. Well, there's an accident right here. I got to actually go to care of these guys.
Hope it's not a drunk driver.
Hey, Phil, pick up the phone. I'm calling you right now. I'm on your other line, Phil.
All right, see you later.
Pussy says what?
He's scared now. He was making up. He had to make up a lie about the accident. Did you hear that little that other little lie where he thinks he's Mr. Smarty Pants? I got to go help these people. There's an accident. Like I'm a cop.
Well, once again, Mike, we're undefeated in the opening segment of the show.
We will be sending Phil an unmarked bag of doggy do.
This is like mixed martial arts.
It is.
On the radio.
Here's a note to all the Don and Mike listeners. If you really want to mess with this show, you don't want to do it in the first segment. We're awake. We're ready. You catch us in hour number four. Uh-huh. Oh, we're not even paying attention. That's when you can get us.
You know what I would love, though? Let's break. We'll come back. Uh-huh. Talk about it. We'll come right back. Okay? Yeah. More shows.
This is the Don and Mike Show.